Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Forge News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Socialism. Ideas so good they have to be mandatory. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Before we begin, since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear?
They want you to say grace. The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
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 Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. KateDalyRadio.com. And you can go there for all the podcasts. I'm also on Apple, all kinds of places for podcasts, Podbean, you name it. Just a lot of places. What can I say? Welcome to the show. I have Uncle Milty with me today. How are you?
I'm okay.
What? You said that so strange. Are you really okay?
Well, I said so, didn't I?
I'm not going to argue with you. That's the last thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, okay.
Well, welcome. And got to see what's behind what Milty just said. I'm sure there's more to that. Welcome. And, of course, we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Happy to do so. That was from a clip from the movie Vacation, one of my all-time favorite Christmas shows. And with Chevy Chase, of course. And, wow. So we told you last night, as we were ending this show, that they were going to start telling the biggest whopper, and that was that they knew the results. They knew the results last night, and they were going to start congratulating Biden on the results of the Electoral College, even though those are sealed until January 6th and December. I think they have until December 23rd to even have the state certify those and send them. And they're not opened until January 6th. How do they know? Are they clairvoyant? How do they know that?
Maybe they cheated.
Reeks of desperation. Mm-hmm. All I gotta say. It's kind of amazing, isn't it, that they would rush to do that. Although not surprising, given the fact that they've done nothing but fall all over themselves trying to convince everybody that he's president-elect. And it's not over until January 20th, really. And this is why when Kayleigh McEnany, who is the White House spokesperson, when she said it's not over till the 20th of January, that to me, she didn't say January 6th. She said January 20th.
Right.
Very interesting. Because could this be thrown into where Congress would then elect? And so Jenna Ellis came out with statements yesterday talking about the very same thing. This is not known until January 6th. So all these people that are congratulating, it's total farce. Biden, they don't know anything. They just decided that they would use last night.
And Biden's so insecure.
Uh-huh.
Here's a little piece of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
He waited until January 15th to resign his Senate seat when he was Obama's vice president.
I wonder if there was some chatter about that or something going on with that.
He has the record.
Why did he wait so long? This is back in 2008.
He has the record. For that.
For waiting the longest?
Waiting the longest to resign his Senate
and
seat.
And he took the oath for the Senate?
He actually took the oath and was installed in the Senate, even though he had been elected vice president.
Hmm.
That's insecure.
Yeah. That's insecure. Because Obama, actually, right after the election, didn't he
12 days.
Resign his Senate seat?
12 days after.
Now, Kamala, why hasn't she? That's kind of interesting.
I think it's because Kamala doesn't have a confidence yet that it's not unusual for him to wait a fairly good length of time.
Sure.
But there, Kamala's already beyond. You know, she's heading toward record time, too. It's they don't usually wait this long, although they do wait. They don't immediately go and resign. But she should have, if she had confidence that they actually have won, she would have resigned by now. Because how much time do you want to not give the governor to replace you?
Right.
You know.
Right.
Although he's and actually, I don't think he's working on replacing Kamala because he's busy being a tyrant right now.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, they didn't really talk about what they were going to do had they been given the opportunity to go into office, right? And all the stuff that's coming out is just so horrific. People are getting very, very nervous that that could be the case. I actually think we're in for some surprises.
Yeah.
I actually think there's going to be a little bit of a contest with the electoral votes themselves, because we've learned that through, I think, the admission of some of the electors that there were split slates, you know, on the electors for some of the swing states. We've got all kinds of different stuff going on. Nevada, same thing. I mean, I just think it's in more states than we realize.
If 63% of the population in the polls thinks there was massive fraud, then why wouldn't 50% of the electors think there was massive fraud?
You're right. No, you're right. It's a great point. It's a great point. They are of that pool of people.
Of course.
And so we've got Mitch McConnell, little sellout, little
Mitch McConnell to work.
Mitch McConnell recognizes Joe Biden as president-elect. You know, Joe Biden, I mean, Mitch McConnell, I have him on tape saying that Trump needs to stick to the script. He's not on script enough for him. And I just thought, yeah, that's about how Mitch McConnell works. Yes. Whenever I think about Mitch McConnell, I always think of Washington, D.C. being the rock star status for the ugliest people in America. You know what I mean? Like, they couldn't make it anywhere else but in politics with authority and drive. Man, they'll take anybody that even looks like McConnell. I'm not a McConnell fan. I'm not a Lindsey Graham fan. I'm not a neocon fan. And Romney, one of the biggest neocons of all, was out there talking about the Senate has no interest in fraud. The Senate has zero interest, does not want to know about any fraud. Okay. You just keep wearing your black mask. And yeah, we got your number, Romney. We got your number. Romney actually did a no-show for our interview after confirming three times. Kind of funny. Okay. Once he figured out we were going to actually ask him real questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't do
and
that.
And not, yeah, not stated before questions. So, you've got Jill Biden out there. I forgot what her face looks like. Not that that's any loss.
Don't you mean Dr. Jill Biden?
Oh, yes. Dr. Jill. Jeez. Dr. Jill Biden. She's going to save womanhood. Oh, you didn't hear. She's going to save womanhood.
No.
Yes. She wants everybody to refer to her as doctor to save womanhood, because then women can be aspired to be Jill. Whenever I see Jill, all I see is somebody that needs to be parodied on Saturday Night Live. And she's always kind of hunched over and kind of running behind Joe Biden. Kind of his little puppet, does anything Joe Biden wants him to do.
Well, somebody has to be behind him to clean up his crap.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Melania out there reading stories to children today. Did you hear about that? No, because they don't report.
They made fun of her a little bit.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah. She has an accent, you know.
I know.
Like most people who speak 18 languages.
Well, they don't mind it if somebody comes over to the country and just runs through the gate.
Right.
They don't care about that. They can accent it up all they want. But Melania, of course, it's always intrigued me that the media just absolutely wouldn't even do one single story on her this entire time.
You know how they would have treated her better, though?
What's that?
If she spoke Chinese.
Yeah. They seem to be beholden to that. He is not president-elect just because they decided last night that they somehow knew these sealed electoral votes until January 6th, like they knew the outcome of this. And that's if you notice how heavy-handed they're laying this out on the American public today and around the world, That's why I always say it reeks of desperation, because mm-hmm. they're so forceful about it. Every story is, now we've decided, we have decided. Nothing's been decided. That's the joke. Nothing's been decided. Yet they decided last night they were just going to sum it all up for you. Based on nothing, on air. That. So just to kind of let you know, today, there's so much going on. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules pandemic doesn't exempt voters from proving identity. We have Republican electors in four states said on yesterday that they would cast their procedural votes for Trump and Pence. That means Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona said they voted for Trump. That would certainly change the outcome of this election. Democrats projected confidence in Georgia state runoff. Do you see these headlines? Nevada DMV record suggests 3,900 non-citizens voted in the 2020 election for Nevada. Sidney Powell alerted SCOTUS of the new evidence filed in the Michigan case. All kinds of stuff's going on.
Yeah, but there's no evidence of fraud.
Yeah, except that Michigan Dominion audit did, actually. Yeah. They concluded that Dominion voting was intentionally designed to create systematic fraud throughout Michigan. Yet yeah. Michigan yesterday was barring GOP electors from going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the state police.
Yeah, they had the
out.
State police. Oh, that woman. Oh, my gosh. She looks like Bruce Jenner. She's an interesting one.
Yeah. 23-page
Gretchen.
Report
mm-hmm.
about
yeah.
that Antrim County, Michigan forensics
yes.
report.
Yeah. So we told you yesterday, man, they're going to try and foot this big lie today. And then, of course, and if you've noticed, in all the newscasts, it's how many people are congratulating him. How many people? You know, when Trump became president, they didn't even do that. They didn't even go that far. And right now, they're going so far to sell the lie. Those votes are sealed until January 6th. They do not know the votes. So to come out last night and say that they did, it just completely amazed me. Not amazed me because I know how they work. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wasn't really surprised. You know, they've been trying to sell it and sell it and sell it. And don't you find it kind of interesting that they were selling this last month so hard that he was president-elect, but then last night conceded to say, well, now we know he's president-elect. Yeah. See, they don't even know in their own camp. That's what's so funny. It just shows and shows and shows.
When yeah. did they decide that if they repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth?
I know. Boy, I'll tell
you. That's all
what.
They're doing, that same old yep. theory.
We've had all kinds of stuff happening on the COVID front, too. Doctors losing their licenses in Oregon for not requiring mm-hmm. masks, of all things, because they understand the immune system because they're a doctor.
Well, there's more and more doctors speaking out, too, every day.
Yep, yep.
I mean, it's really at the point where the doctors that say COVID is a fraud mm-hmm. are far more numerous than the two or three
yeah.
experts
that they have
that
on TV all the time.
Listen to,
yeah. they have on CNN.
The experts.
Oh, boy. When we come back, too, I want to talk about smiling. I did a show 4 years ago on smiling, and there's so much more to it, and to not see people's faces is a real tragedy, and yeah. it's a real tragedy for our children, too. This is how they learn social cues, and what smiling actually does for us is pretty amazing. Let's talk about that when we come back. So much really on the forefront. So, anyway, we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're smiling when you're smiling. The whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing.
Hi there. Welcome back. I know, a little Dean for you.
Oh, that wasn't Louis Armstrong?
No. How does Louis sound?
not good. Not going there.
He does an impersonation of Louis. One must hear. Anyway, yes, when the whole world smiles with you. One thing that this year has been void of is people not being able to see more than eyeballs. And you, honestly, our children and so many people are missing out on social cues, babies. And there was a wonderful show I did about 4 years ago on the art of smiling and what smiling actually does. And people really underestimate how used to this we are, what we do with this, how we're born smiling, and even before in the womb, smiling. And so I wanted to actually do a little replay of this talk for you, because I think we need to be reminded of what we're missing out on. And it's really unfortunate. What's happening with this whole COVID fraud is that we're not seeing each other smile. We're not having these same responses.
That's
this is
right.
This is really criminal on all of the fallout. And I guess that's really what I wanted to talk to you, all the fallout of COVID. Mm-hmm. It's been criminal. And on so many fronts, and this is one of your more mild criminal parts, but to me, this is criminal because of what this does socially to everybody.
And one of the number one reasons given for smiling is that it improves your mood.
Yeah.
Even though you're the one smiling.
Right.
You don't see your own smile.
No.
But you feel it.
But you feel, you're exactly right. And how contagious that is. And we're missing out on that right now because people choose to go with the fear and the delusion they're sold from the media and the government. And as this vaccine rolls out, I'm really afraid that people are actually thinking about putting something in their body that could change that, change them. It's really sickening. So let me play this for you. This is from Ron Gutman, CEO of HealthTap. And this was his, and it's just 6 minutes, and this was his research on smiling. Here you go. Enjoy.
I started my journey in California with a UC Berkeley 30-year longitudinal study that examined the photos of students in an old yearbook and tried to measure their success and well-being throughout their life. By measuring the students' smiles, researchers were able to predict how fulfilling and long-lasting a subject's marriage will be, how well she would score in standardized tests of well-being, and how inspiring she would be to others. Another aha moment came from a 2010 Wayne State University research project that looked into pre-1950s baseball cards of major league players. The researchers found that the span of a player's smile could actually predict the span of his life. Players who didn't smile in their pictures lived an average of only 72.9 years, whereas players with beaming smiles lived an average of almost 80 years. The good news is that we're actually born smiling. Using 3D ultrasound technology, we can now see that developing babies appear to smile even in the womb. When they're born, babies continue to smile, initially mostly in their sleep, and even blind babies smile to the sound of the human voice. Smiling is one of the most basic, biologically uniform expressions of all humans. In studies he conducted in Papua New Guinea, Paul Ekman, the world's most renowned researcher on facial expression, found that even members of the Fori tribe, who were completely disconnected from Western culture and also known for their unusual cannibalism rituals, attributed smiles to descriptions of situations the same way you and I would. So from Papua New Guinea to Hollywood, all the way to modern art in Beijing, we smile often and use smile to express joy and satisfaction. How many people here in this room smile more than 20 times per day? Raise your hand if you do. Oh, wow. Outside of this room, more than a third of us smile more than 20 times per day, whereas less than 14% of us smile less than 5. In fact, those with the most amazing superpowers are actually children who smile as many as 400 times per day. Have you ever wondered why being around children who smile so frequently make you smile very often? A recent study at Uppsala University in Sweden found that it's very difficult to frown when looking at someone who smiles. You ask why? Because smiling is evolutionary contagious, and it suppresses the control we usually have on our facial muscles. Mimicking a smile and experiencing it physically help us understand whether a smile is fake or real, so we can understand the emotional state of the smiler. In a recent mimicking study at the University of Clermont-Ferrand in France, subjects were asked to determine whether a smile was real or fake while holding a pencil in their mouth to repress smiling muscles. Without the pencil, subjects were excellent judges, but with the pencil in their mouth, when they could not mimic the smile they saw, their judgment was impaired. In addition to theorizing on evolution in the origin of species, Charles Darwin also wrote the facial feedback response theory. His theory states that the act of smiling itself actually makes us feel better, rather than smiling being merely a result of feeling good. In his study, Darwin actually cited the French neurologist Julien Duchamp, who used electric jolts to facial muscles to induce and stimulate smiles. Please don't try this at home. In a related German study, researchers used fMRI imaging to measure brain activity before and after injecting Botox to suppress smiling muscles. The findings supported Darwin's theory by showing that facial feedback modifies the neural processing of emotional content in the brain in a way that helps us feel better when we smile. Smiling stimulates our brain reward mechanism in a way that even chocolate, a well-regarded pleasure inducer, cannot match. British researchers found that one smile can generate the same level of brain stimulation as up to 2,000 bars of chocolate. Wait, the same study found that smiling is as stimulating as receiving up to 16,000 pounds sterling in cash. That's like 25 grand a smile. It's not bad. And think about it this way. 25,000 times 400, quite a few kids out there feel like Mark Zuckerberg every day. And unlike lots of chocolate, lots of smiling can actually make you healthier. Smiling can help reduce the level of stress-enhancing hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, and dopamine, increase the level of mood-enhancing hormones like endorphin, and reduce overall blood pressure. And if that's not enough, smiling can actually make you look good in the eyes of others. A recent study at Penn State University found that when you smile, you don't only appear to be more likable and courteous, but you actually appear to be more competent. So whenever you want to look great and competent, reduce your stress, or improve your marriage, or feel as if you just had a whole stack of high-quality chocolate without incurring the caloric cost, or as if you found 25 grand in a pocket of an old jacket you hadn't worn for ages, or whenever you want to tap into a superpower that will help you and everyone around you live a longer, healthier, happier life, smile.
True. Love it. That was Ron Gutman, CEO of HealthTap, talking about smiling, all the research he had done, and we're so void of that this year. You can't go to the grocery store and see a ton of people smiling back at you. You don't know what expression they have.
Not a
bit. It's almost just blank, isn't it?
No, it is. Unless you're like unless look. They have extremely mm-hmm. expressive eyes.
Right.
But you know what? They're not looking at you long enough to see if they have expressive eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking away.
Yeah.
They look, I mean, it's like a quick glance and they're looking away again. Because a few times I've started to say something mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and nope, they're looking
nope.
away already.
I actually had a person shove their cart away from me and stare at me like they were scared. That's the only expression I got from their eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I thought, wow, we're in a world of hurt. But what this is doing to babies and kids, when the kids can't see their teacher's expression all day.
They think everybody's mad at them. They think mm-hmm. they've done something
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, because all you can see is the eyes.
Yep.
You don't see
no smile.
And what this must be doing to us, I can't even imagine. And our mental health. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. It's a spiritual crime against the children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, smiling is so important. Facial expressions are important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's
and
an interesting deal.
Okay.
If you snarl at a dog,
right?
It knows exactly how much you weigh in proportion to itself.
Interesting.
Wow.
I can size you up, huh?
I've never come across a 190-pound dog.
Ooh, wow. Thank you for that. Interesting. All right. Very interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Are you sure?
Sure. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to ask. Okay, this is a change of subject.
We're going to just stay on smiling, if you would. Is this a local topic or a national topic?
No, this is about Mitt Romney and not voting. The Senate is going to do a review of the election irregularities, and he is boycotting it.
Yeah.
So I'm just encouraging all Utahans call him. I left a long message with him. I think we need to barrage him because he is representing Utah, not himself.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. We're on the national show. Yeah. But I agree that states need to recall their horrifically progressive leaders like Mitt Romney. Yes, I agree. Anyway, I just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it is criminal against these children. The children can't see other kids smiling at them. They can't see what their friends are thinking and feeling. They can't understand what a teacher's thinking and feeling, a principal, anyone at the school they interact with.
It makes them feel isolated.
Yes. What are we doing to our mental health? And you wonder why they were so intent on across the aisle, bipartisanly going after mental health. It really paved the way for where we're going with this if we keep this up.
You know, making someone feel isolated is a charge when you're talking about spousal abuse or any type of abuse.
Right.
That's abuse.
You're right.
Isolation is an abuse.
And smiling is so, like he said, we were born smiling. You can get pictures of the babies in womb smiling. This is huge. What are we missing out on? And what are our elderly? Talk about feeling isolated.
Oh, yeah.
They walk around with these masks. They go home to a home alone or a home at a center. They're in a center and they get no interaction with anybody not wearing a mask.
Yeah, somebody comes to their bedroom window at the home and has a mask on waving at them.
Well,
that's
they'll
a
be
thrilling
in quarantine
visit.
For 14 days mandatorily. It's disgusting. And here we are, all set this week to deliver these vaccinations for Christmas as a Christmas present to our elderly. After isolating them all year. You know, how we treat these people says everything about who we are. And you're walking around and you're seeing absolutely nobody give a smile, be able to look at their face, have any interaction. This can't be okay. It just can't be. I'll be right back. I've got some information I want to give you coming right back. It's very important information. And I hope people are really listening up. You're right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
A star. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Over at Balance of Nature, you can get in on this and you can be taking a food supplement every day that will actually help your health. And where the government only has a couple of things they like to push, I'll tell you what, they're not pushing health, not in your favor. And Balance of Nature are the ones that actually talk about your health. They actually have a product for you that you can take that actually increases your health. That is because you're taking in the nutrients. They take out the air and water and they dial that down and they dehydrate it. All those fruits and vegetables, 31 of them a day. You get to take this supplement every single day. It's fantastic. You'll love this and the way it'll make you feel, because good health makes you feel better. You'll be smiling on this one. Make sure you order for a friend too. And if you use my name, K-A-T-E, Kate, please do. And you can get 35% off and free shipping. You'll love this product. You'll feel it too. You'll see it. You'll see it in hair and nails and everything else. And sugar cravings will go down. All kinds of wonderful things will happen. And I'm encouraging you to take it. Balanceofnature.com. Fantastic product coming from fantastic people. You even get a free health coach. Go to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, my first name, to get that special. Let me tell you, the vaccine's rolling out today all over the place this week. And the literature that's coming with it. And I had a friend of mine actually ask for the literature because they wanted to know what the ingredients were. Well, the CDC won't publish the ingredients. They won't tell you what's in it.
I think that's grounds to say, no, not until I can see a list of ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah. They won't tell you. They refuse to give you anything about what's inside of this vaccine. But there was a boatload of crafty wording and propaganda along with it. And I'm looking at it right now. And so thank you to my friend who's a healthcare worker, because this is what they're sending out. And it says basically here that when you go, and it talks about the RNA component of this, although it does not say that they've ever used it before. It only says they studied it. They studied it in all the different and various different things that have come our way. Like, they've studied it for Zika and rabies and CMV. But that's but it.
And
that's
it didn't work, by the way.
See, they just forgot to add that part. All the wording is very, very crafty to tell you that they don't really know what it's going to do in your body. But they're hopeful. And what's expected, they use the word expected and they use the word studied, but they don't use the word of results. They don't say what has happened. Nothing. Okay. Very small pool of people. And this, they also offer up that they use the exact same group of clinical trial groups that they've used in the past. That to me doesn't say a lot of great things. And so they also said you're going to have all these side effects. Fever, headache, muscle aches, all of these things, right? And then when you get to the bottom of this this pamphlet, it says, well, mRNA vaccines are faster to produce than traditional vaccines because they don't want you to think just because it's fast, it's bad. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is so bad on so many levels.
Yeah. Skipping the 5 years of trials might be bad.
It's just because it's RNA. So I want to play. I want to play for this. I want to play this again for you. This is Dr. Carrie Madaj talking about this. And this was so brilliant. What the vaccine will do. This is only like 3 minutes long. Here you go.
Vaccine is not like your normal flu vaccine. This is something very different. This is something brand new. This is something completely experimental on the human race. And it's not just about being a different vaccine. There are technologies that are being introduced with this vaccine that can change the way we live, who we are, and what we are, and very quickly. Since Moderna is one of the front runners for the COVID-19 vaccine, you should know that Moderna was founded by a person from Harvard, Derek Rossi, and this researcher actually was successful in taking some modified RNA and being able to reprogram a stem cell in the body and change the function of the stem cell. He actually made it genetically modified, okay? So he proved that you can genetically modify something by using modified RNA. So they founded the company Moderna on this concept. It's kind of a new kid on the block, okay? It's not been around that long. In fact, it hasn't even made any vaccine for a human before. It's made no medicine for a human before. This will be their first run. You must know that Moderna was in the news recently because it really fast-tracked. It's like the other companies. It's fast-tracking the vaccine. It's going from phase one to phase two very, very quickly. In fact, it's gone from phase one to phase three in its experiments from March of this year until currently. I mean, that is unbelievable. It usually takes 5 or 6 years. How are they able to do this with the safety and efficacy data that we need? And I want you to know that in phase two, we only use between 30 and 45 humans. In Moderna's test study, they only used 45 humans. And with the high dose vaccine group, they got 100% of those people got systemic side effects. 100. That's only in the short side effect profile. In the low dose vaccine, 80% got systemic side effects. Now, we don't even know the long-term side effects from that. We would need a lot longer time, right? Maybe years. But we do know, based on previous animal studies of using this technology, that you're going to you can expect possibly increased cancer rates, increased mutant genes, mutagenesis, also increased autoimmune reactions. For instance, in some of the ferret studies, they saw that when the ferret was introduced to the virus that they were trying to protect the ferret from after the ferret got the vaccine, they actually had an exaggerated immune response. It actually hurt the ferret. They had more lung inflammation, more lung fluid, even some problems with their liver. It actually hurt them. They had a poorer response. Okay, so those are longer term reactions, and that could be seen with this vaccine, but we don't know the data yet. So it's not without risk.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person. So eventually there will be this digital immunity proof.
Yeah.
She can't wait.
On top of that, I want to mention three things to you, because I'm actually going to be doing a video about this tomorrow that you can send around. I'll be doing it on video, and I'll show you the documentation I'm referring to right now. Okay, this is the CDC owned their own propaganda they're sending to all the healthcare clinics right now. Number one, there is a disclaimer on the bottom of this documentation that they sent out this week. The documentation says this, pay attention. It says manufacturing was started while the clinical trials were still underway. Normally, manufacturing doesn't begin until the completion of the trials.
No kidding.
They didn't care what the outcome was. They didn't care. They started making this monstrosity before that. Think about Moderna. How is it spelled? Modern RNA. Moderna. Modern RNA. It's the only reason the company exists was to do this. And she was right. They haven't made it a single medicine in their past.
Just think, though.
What's that?
How cheap it must be to make if they were willing to trash millions of doses they'd already made before it was even approved.
There you go.
I don't think they would have done that.
Now, it was starting to be manufactured in March and April when we were in a lockdown and everyone was calling it a mystery disease.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do you have a mystery disease if you already have the inoculation for it? Okay, because you don't, okay? They used systems for surveillance using text messaging to initiate web-based survey monitoring of these people to say that it was safe. They used text messaging to see if it was safe. I also wanted to mention this. If you have any allergy whatsoever, doesn't even matter how small, you are not supposed to take this vaccine.
That's
what does that tell you? What does that tell you? We're not talking a vaccine like a major explosive vaccine that you have to something. We're talking any allergy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to say, reading through this, it's really disgusting because of the word usage. Very much expecting. So when we talk about mRNA and people go, that's a conspiracy, it's just a vaccine. No, that is the vaccine. It's mRNA. They admit it. That's their whole pamphlet's about it. Yet they don't know enough to tell you what it's going to do to you. Although if you have autoimmune and whatever else you've got, this puts you into hyper autoimmune drive, which didn't do well for the ferrets, we'll say, that they tested it on.
The pamphlet also is explaining to the people giving the vaccine
right
how to talk to you when you're there getting it. For instance, it says to emphasize to the patient side effects indicate a good thing. It's an immune response.
Oh, my gosh.
Side effects are short-lived.
They've never done this before. This can't even be called a vaccine. They've never done it in this way. You are the human trial guinea pig. Yep. Guinea pigs.
But it's very important that you return for the second dose, even if the first dose has very unpleasant side effects.
Jeez. And yeah. Here's the thing. It might not kill a bunch of people. What's going to happen down the road, though, is what I'm worried about. And this is what happened with the polio. See, the bad polio vaccine went out that was, and we're not even talking, it wasn't even RNA. This is totally different delivery system, you guys. By the way, the syringes that the government ordered, 500 million of them back in April 14th, they had all these syringes ordered. The syringes actually can put things like chips in the syringe.
Yep.
They're so if you're wondering, well, how would they do that? How do they get that in there for a single dose? Because if you're coming out of a vial, how do you not get...
Well, the chip's already in the syringe.
It's in the syringe. It's in the syringe. Did you know that mainstream media came out and reported that? As if nothing was wrong with that at all? Like it was just normal. That the syringe had the capability. Oh my gosh. I'm just so horrified. Mm-hmm. So back when they did the 98 million doses of infected polio, which they think now were the precursors to what caused this huge increase in cancer. And that comes from Dr. Mary Monkey's book of research. But people didn't have stuff right away. Took about a decade, and then they all had all these four different kinds of soft tissue cancer go through the roof. And it never stopped ever since.
Most of the bad things that mm-hmm. happen in this type of research happen over a period of time.
Yeah.
Usually the initial side effects are fairly mild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the long-term stuff.
If they, let's say they compromised everybody's immune system and then they let out something that was really awful, people would die very quickly because their immune systems would be so harmed. All I'm saying is, oh my gosh, please do not take this into your body. Please.
Now, here's one thing I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard literally hundreds of people say, well, you know why COVID's so dangerous? We don't know what's going to happen to us down the road from it. But they won't apply that same logic to the vaccine.
I know.
How can you apply it to one and not the other?
It's baffling, isn't it? It's baffling. It's a great point, and it's baffling. People are not dying and not dying and not dying and not dying of this. I'm sorry, they're not. It's 99.8%. Just
99.9 something percent.
Just fine. I am begging you not to be their guinea pig. There's a reason Bill Gates wants this. There's the profiteering side, but there's a whole nother side to this.
Yeah, I believe without a doubt that you're actually in more danger. And I'm not saying it's even a lot of danger, but you're in more danger taking the vaccine than getting COVID.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Please do not take this. Do not be their guinea pig. You don't need it. Look around you. People are not dying. They're not dying around you.
Yeah, but my 98-year-old friend came close.
Everyone's got that story. Yeah. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and we'll take your calls on this, too.